Hello, this is Robert.
Hey, Robert Descrant, what's up?
Hey, dude, sorry about that. Dude, I was calling somebody, and for some reason, when I was calling somebody, you called me at the same time, and your voice or your phone number didn't pop up on my caller ID.
No problem.
This Charles Dicker deal, I mean, not Charles Dicker, Horizon Travel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused on why FinPac isn't approving this. They approve a Charles Dicker that has shitty credit, but they won't approve Horizon Travel that has 9 years time in business and has shitty credit, or 7 years time in business that has shitty credit.
I mean, okay. I'd have to look at the individual credit scores. It's like not just so much, you know, the score. It's what's exactly
yeah.
in there.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but there's one's a startup and one's been in business 7 years. Like, you figure the risk factor would be a lot less. One's in Pennsylvania, one's in North Carolina, so they're both in the East Coast. I'm just curious on what their like what the criteria is, if we could find out a little bit more about that, or maybe, I don't know if they changed their guidelines, because it just baffles me that they're not too far apart, and one has 7 years time in business, and the other one has none, or two or three, they gave it, and one's approved and one's not.
Which other dealer are you contrasting this to?
Charles Dicker.
Okay. Are they? They're both tour buses.
They're both tour buses. Everything's the same. One has two lessees, or one has two signers. One has one. It baffles me that, and one has a lot more time in business than the other one.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You remember a few deals back, a few months back, how we ran into something similar with FinPac. Where
yeah.
they were like, oh, look, if you have shorter time in business, we don't have as stringent of criteria, but
yeah.
if you have a larger time in business and your credit's poor, or it becomes more stringent and you get knocked out. So we were trying to lower the rate by proving longer time in business, but by proving longer time in business, it almost got declined.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's likely probably what we're running into here. I mean,
yeah,
it just sounds way too similar.
Yeah, I just want to get a better explanation on these credit guidelines, if they change anything, or if you could send me their credit manual, that way I could read through it, like, thoroughly, because that's how I've been good at this job, is the fact that I read the credit manuals, and I kind of understand what they go through, that way I could explain it to my customers, and that's all I'm trying to get here, that way I don't waste the customer's time, or waste your guys' time, the biggest
yeah.
thing, because for me, I don't care about wasting a customer's time, but if I know something from their credit menu that says, oh, we don't do this because of this, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to waste anybody's time doing this shit. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. I have, you know, a TPO manual from FinPac. I'm just breathing through it right now, kind of trying to check it out. I see a time in business section is an important factor in the overall credit decision. Validation of time in business is a requirement and approval submission. This time in business listed on the application and entered approval. Acceptable methods of verification, new ownership of existing businesses, expansions. They're not really talking about kind of where they're getting cutoffs in terms of
yeah.
when they qualify. Now,
can
the
you
child,
email that to me? That way I could look through it too, and then maybe could you call or
do you have
or
a,
over there?
Do you have a... Excuse me. Do you have a iMessage?
No, I never set that up. Oh my god, what the fuck is this? How do I look at the fucking pictures on, I just noticed this in CNET, that little picture on the top right?
Oh, your face?
Yes.
You just realized that?
Well, he just changed it.
Oh, so
who
your is face
that?
Is on there now?
Well, yeah, before he used to have a... Gabriel Iglesias, that guy, the comedian, that big fat comedian, the Mexican guy, Fluffy.
That's who they put as your face?
And now he changed it, so I can't really see. I don't know how to, what is it, the call metric?
Oh, I put George Lopez as your picture, huh?
Is that who you put now?
I have no idea.
Dude, let me see, who is this guy? He keeps changing it, I just fucking, who the fuck is this?
I don't know. I think they're fucking with you.
Oh no, it is. It's Cooper. He keeps doing that, and that shit's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny. He emailed me one time. He's like, send me a picture. I'm like, dude, I hate taking pictures. I'm not going to send you one. And I'm like, just put whatever. So he started doing this shit. I think it's the funniest shit ever, dude.
Shit. All right, well, let me write some stuff down for you. So we got Charles Dickers, and now I'm trying to do, what's the name of it one more time?
The one we're currently
working on is Horizon?
Yeah, Horizon Travel.
Well, I just sent you the manual that I do have. You know, it's probably from, like, late 2015 when I received that. So I'm not sure about any recent updates. I'll give FinPack a call and see if they can give me any kind of additional information on where they're cutting things off, or if they have an updated manual that gets into more detail. But other than that, I think that we're not going to be able to, like, overturn their decline. I'm wondering where we could go next. We do have, like, a new lender who, like, specializes in titled vehicles called Advantage Funding. They sent us some literature too. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, I used to work with them when I first started back in like 2007. They're interesting. I don't think that they're gonna fit for this particular deal.
Where do you see them fitting? Or like, what are they, like, A, B
nowhere?
Paper, B paper?
Yeah, Advantage.
Advantage. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're more like A, B paper. They say they do some C and D credit, because I actually emailed Claire the other day and tried to get a little bit of information from her, but she didn't really send me back what I was asking. But they like better deals, and I don't think they'll do a private party. I'm sure they'll work on some stuff. They're kind of, I don't know, I've never really been a big fan of them, but I can see where there could be a little bit of value on certain
transactions. We added them as a lender, and I'm also in the same boat where I'm trying to find ways to, you know, work them in, but it's sometimes tough. I mean, on working capital, we've had success adding, like, new lenders, but in equipment finance, I haven't really had much success. It's just the main four, you know, FinPac, Pawnee, Axis, Ascentium. And Marlin a little bit. They're eking their way into some of our market share for sure.
Nice. That's always a good thing. They're a little more tougher, especially with the title transactions. They're either hit or miss, dude. That's why FinPac's always going to be the bread and butter when it comes to equipment financing, just because they have such a good understanding of all the markets pretty well.
Yeah.
And they kind of make it easy across the board to get things done. And then with these pieces of equipment, especially for transportation, the fact that they don't have an age restriction is just huge. A lot of these. Mm-hmm. So this, what do we have for Horizon Travel? I think the year of the coach that he's trying to buy is
a 96. Yeah.
Okay. And Advantage Funding won't do anything older than 10 years at the end of their financing, at the end of their term. So essentially, they only want something that's 5 years old.
Yeah. Also, just a random heads up here. So last quarter was great for us, you know. Mm-hmm. June, we hit record numbers, and because of that, we are now at a Diamond Partnership with FinPac. And what that means is that for deals 18 points for deals 50K and under.
Awesome. Hey, I got to take this call real quick. I got to call you back.
All right, bye.